One person who's got a guide button on their lapel or a torch in hand is Victoria Bennett, who's the program manager of Open House Bendigo. Welcome, Victoria.
Hi, David. How are you going?
Now, what is the name for someone who comes from Bendigo? Is it a Bendigoana?
It's a Bendigonian.
A Bendigonian.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mouthful, but that is what they're affectionately known as.
I'm glad it wasn't a Bendigoner. That would have been a little bit macabre. Are you a Bendigo? Gonian?
You make me say it again now. No, I'm not, but I am from very nearby. I am a Castlemaniac.
Castlemaniac. I think a Castlemaniac is the perfect person to be organising something for Bendigonians. It's in 3 weeks' time, and I noticed that there are some extraordinary buildings available, including the Beehive Building. What's the Beehive?
Yeah, so this is our very popular site. The Beehive Building is the old mining exchange, so it's been in Bendigo on Pall Mall, so in the main strip there for over 100 years. And it's been closed to the public for quite a long time. It's got some amazing new owners who have been lovingly bringing it back to life. And last year they opened for us just before they started major restoration work. You're only able to get into the lower floor, but this year they're almost at the end of that process. So we'll actually be opening the doors for the public to see it almost fully complete.
And does it look like a beehive?
It does. I think it's called the Beehive because of all the tiny little offices of the mining exchange, people that were in there. And it was a hive of activity, I believe.
Oh, very nice work. Yeah. Very nice work. I understand too that there is an extraordinary ceiling to be seen at the Bendigo TAFE. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's a reading room. So reading room library, very similar, I guess, in style to what we have here in Melbourne. But just an extraordinary kind of lantern. And it was by Bendigo's probably most famous architect, Varland, who built quite a lot of the old incredibly beautiful historic buildings.
What was the TAFE before it was a TAFE? I couldn't imagine that it was a TAFE back in the golden days of Bendigo.
Well, I believe it actually was, because I know that Varland, when he built that library, was a lecturer or a teacher there. Okay. So I think it's been there on that spot for quite a long time.
And I did mention St Killian's, referring to that crying in the chapel, and seeing a little snapshot of St Killian's, it looks something like a ski lodge that has been sanctified. It's got this high vaulted red cedar ceiling that's in herringbone pattern, and these astonishing kind of internal structure with pillars and support beams. What is the history of St Killian's? I mean, is it one of the original buildings of old Bendigo?
It is. That's another Varland building as well. And it was built to replace an older, smaller, I think, sort of more standard stone church. And it is all wood, so all weatherboard, which is quite unusual for a Catholic church, and incredibly beautiful.